From the newsroom, I'm Lou Bear with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Some Northern California parents could be facing charges after knowingly sending their COVID-19 positive child and a sibling to school last month, causing a coronavirus outbreak at an elementary school in Marin County in Cordovadera. The violations could end up in a fine or a misdemeanor charge for mom and dad, a decision to be made in a matter of days. At least five people in Northern California have now contracted the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. That outbreak linked to a wedding in Wisconsin last month. Much remains unknown about the new variant, including whether it's more contagious or whether it makes people more seriously ill. Those five people who have confirmed Omicron cases are now linked to a November wedding in Wisconsin, in which one of the individuals attended upon return from international travel. Four people killed when a single-engine plane crashed in heavy fog. Minutes after takeoff from Visalia Municipal Airport over the weekend, it took first responders some time to find that wreckage on Saturday night because of the darkness and dense fog. Four people aboard the Beechcraft Bonanza, no survivors. Human remains found on a lot where crews are excavating the land for a new Costco store in Redding, under investigation by police now. Those remains found when Native American monitors were searching the site for any tribal items that might have been there. Police are now looking for any evidence that might lead them to some answers and an identity of the person. Police say that area was a well-known transient camp at one time in the recent past. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A Eureka man who entered the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th mob riot on the Capitol is ordered to appear in a D.C. court on December 9th. 56-year-old Eureka resident Brent Holdridge, identified by federal investigators through cell phone number information, geolocation data, and evidence taken from CCTV systems and Humboldt County arrest reports, as detailed in a case docket filed December 2nd. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.